As we get closer to Halloween, our attention is turned to the supernatural and the terrifying. Sometimes we can wonder, is any of it real? Today we ask the question, what does the Bible say about ghosts? When we think of ghosts, we're normally thinking of people who have died, whose souls or spirits are roaming the earth, that maybe are still here because they have some sort of unfinished business. However, the Bible tells us plainly that when somebody dies, their body is buried in the ground and their soul goes to either heaven or hell to await the final judgment. So what about all of those TV shows that seem to track down ghosts or other paranormal activity? Is there any truth to that? Well, while the Bible tells us that people's spirits don't remain here on earth, it does tell us that there are spirit beings that exist, that God created angels. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14, it says this: Are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation? This rhetorical question tells us so much information about angels, that they are spirit beings, that they are sent to serve God's people, to watch over them, to protect them. But the Bible also tells us that there were certain of the angels who fell away, angels who sinned, disobeyed God, and He cast them out of heaven. In 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4, it says this: If God did not spare angels when they sinned, but sent them to hell. God's word tells us that there are both angels and demons that exist here on earth. That perhaps can explain some of the paranormal activity that we see, but also can be quite terrifying. You mean demons are real? But for us as Christians, we need not fear. Our God, who created heaven and earth, is more powerful than any evil forces that exist. In fact, He sends His angels to watch over us and protect us. This Halloween, find your strength and comfort in your Lord, who is more powerful than all evil, who sends His angels even to watch over you and protect you. Amen.